Pittsburgh's hottest breakfast show.
Trying to assist 100 lives during the month of July in celebration of Madiba. Joining us in the hot chair this morning is Mitchell Augustine, the founder of the House of Compassion, which is in Lanesia. Welcome, Mitchell. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great. Now, you've been nominated by, she says she's a very, very avid Hot 91.9 fan.
Yeah, I can see. Taking videos, it's actually beautiful.
Her name is Tammy Kiss.
Kissoon.
No, we just like the kiss part.
Sure.
Yeah, there we go. Tammy Kissoon, who's nominated Mitchell this morning. Mitchell, you started this House of Compassion 17 years ago.
Yes.
Sure. Tell us why you started it.
Well, I come from addiction.
Okay.
I've been an addict myself.
And, all right.
I formed the center to help suffering alcoholics and drug addicts.
How bad? This is in Lanesia.
This is in Lanesia.
Okay, so I mean, I assume this house that you have, House of Compassion, deals with the majority of the people coming from Lanesia.
Yes, yeah, and surrounding areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
How bad is it? How bad is the drug situation that you know, besides within the Lanesia and surrounding areas?
Well, the addiction part of the drug part of this is bad. Is,
yeah.
When I say bad, we're dealing with kids as young as 8 years old with addiction issues. Mm-hmm. So it's a bad issue.
What I mean, this is something I really struggle with this, because I just find it such a scourge in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, why are our kids getting, or how are they getting these drugs? I mean, do we have that many really sinister, horrible people out there peddling this stuff?
Yes. I would no doubt there's people that are just money hungry,
yeah,
that are making, they're using young, and families are affected by the drug issue in this country.
I sit there and think that, because unfortunately, you know, we struggle as an economy in South Africa, drugs is the easy way to make money for people. Is this a major concern?
That's our first and foremost concern.
Within the community of Lanesia, Mitchell, are the police trying to assist?
Well, they try, and you know, with our SAPS.
Yeah.
They try to do what they can, but also you have the crooked cop also that is also on the take.
All right, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. On the positive side, you've got House of Compassion. How many kids do or people do you manage to take in, what do you do for them?
Well, at the moment we have like 20 guys at the center.
All right.
We cater more for men and boys as that's our concern.
Yeah.
We bring them off. Most of our guys come off the streets. Most of them have been living on the streets for maybe years or months. And we bring them off the street. We clothe them. We bath them. And then we start off with the program. We use a 12-step program. We try to put them on a program. And then we do time guys that are not skilled. We try and teach them some skills to help them to cope when after the rehabilitation period is, we keep the guys there for 3 months,
yeah.
And after that we try to put them back into the communities and then create some kind of work that they can go back to.
Mitchell, what's the success rate with your
Well, I think out of compassion, we've had I would say around about 50-60% success rate.
Sure, and that's good.
Yes,
I mean that's good. You know, it's not easy to get people off addiction. So one of the things that you're trying to do at the moment is develop a greenhouse. Apparently, tell us a little bit
yes.
more.
Yes, we started a garden project for sustainability of the center.
Okay.
And we started that with just vegetable planting.
Yeah.
Which we also are situated in an NGO village, So okay. we also, what excess we get out of there, we've been supplying the village.
Okay, so you could generate some funds for yourself.
But of last year, we started off a flower project.
Yes.
We're trying to create, be self-sustainable. So we've planted like 1,500 plants.
Okay.
That we're trying to get out and,
Okay. So I've been told here that the seeds and cuttings of the plants are ready and they wait a home to be harvested in.
Yes.
Okay. So what is it that you're looking for?
Well, we're looking for poles, wattle poles that will help us to put up shade cloths. And we're looking for shade cloths. And we're looking for garden implements that can help us with the... With having to use this whole plant.
Okay. All right. At Hot Cares, we really liked the story at Hot Cares department. We're very, very grateful that Tammy brought this to our attention. Thank you very much, Tammy. So we are going to assist you with all of the gardening tools and also all of the building supplies that are necessary to complete the harvest project. And that's to a value of about 10,000 rand.
Thank you so much.
Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay. We wish you well. I know quite a bit about the drug rehabilitation causes. And I know that it's a very, very difficult job. So carry on doing what you're doing. And clean as a whistle, okay. as they say.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us, Kevin.
It is our absolute pleasure. Mitchell Augustine from the House of Compassion, and we are going to assist and make sure that they become very sustainable with their greenhouse and all of their plants and their vegetables.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Sasha Martiningo, Andy Levy, John Wallen, Simon Hill, Lettuce Satoli.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
On Hot 97.7.